High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Our game today brought to you in part by the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena, where you'll find great family fun on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Get unlimited laser tag for just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night from 7:30 to 10:30. The Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Brad Burascano, Lauren Bajico, the crew today on the Shore Sports Network as we play here from the Brookdale Community College Collins Arena. Part of the Shore Conference Tournament quarterfinal round. We've played 24 minutes, and it is pretty much anyone's game at this point. Manasquan and Jackson, the 3 and the 6 seeds. Backdoor feed off the inbound. Specht had a shot blocked, but a whistle comes. 33-33. Boy, I thought Walsh had it pretty clean that time. And whistle came in, almost bailing Jackson out. Third on Walsh, second team foul. To the free throw line is Nick Specht. He will miss the first. Thought Walsh went pretty straight up.
Sure did look it.
In that last one. Second one for Specht. Also missed. Can't miss free throws in tight games. 0 of 2 for Specht. He is 1 of 4 today from the free throw line. First possession here of the quarter for Manasquan. Hobby looking to get going. He drives to the baseline and lays it up and in from the right side. The jumper's not working, but Hobby good enough and quick enough to penetrate to the basket. 35-33 Manasquan. Hetzel trying to answer with a drive of his own, partially blocked by Walsh. Carter got it, and the foul. Eric Carter will go to the free throw line, looking to complete the three-point play. Jensen with the foul, his first, third team foul. Three team fouls for Manasquan here in the half as Carter misses the free throw. 0 of 3 from the line in the fourth quarter is Jackson.
As you said, can't miss free throws. They call them free for a reason. Got to make them.
35-35. 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Walsh gives to Hobby, then sets a screen. Nice two-man game. Screen and roll. Walsh will get called for a travel.
Boy, there had to be something there. I mean, Walsh ran over Carter. It was either a block or a charge. The referee didn't call either, and then let it be a travel.
Well, here's what I would say. To the maybe the credit of the referee. I think it was a charge on Walsh.
So
maybe he realized that he had three fouls and doesn't want to see the guy get four with so much time left to play and figure he could call a travel instead of a foul. If you have your choice.
I'm not even going to take you up on that
one. No, if you have a choice, you could call a travel, not go to the not have to. I mean, it was going to be something for sure.
Weak, Harmon, very weak. Would have expected more from you.
Hetzel gets it back. I think if you have a choice between a travel or a foul, you call the travel. Hetzel. Skip pass over the top for Simon. Dump down for Amendola. Leaves off for Carter. He's stuck underneath the basket. Had a shot partially blocked by Jensen. And then a foul will come on Carter. Frustration there for Eric Carter. His third, team second. Nice work by Ryan Jensen off the bench here in this second half.
I said, Matt, there aren't too many freshmen who play in the quarterfinals of the Shore Conference Tournament. You have to believe that Andrew Bilodeau believes this young man, Jensen's going to be something special.
Hobby works off the screen from Jensen. Tool has it. We're tied at 35 as Tool drives. Hobby, right corner. Step back three is good. Whoa. Can't defend that.
No, he almost stepped out of bounds as he faded away on that.
Manasquan back up by three, 38-35. 5:55 to play. Big Blue extend the defense out a little bit. Nick Specht with it. Flips off to his left for Hetzel. Now it's Simon, right perimeter. Specht drives. Hetzel, three, good. Tied again. That one from the deep left corner, 38-38.
Give Pete Hetzel credit. He was having a miserable afternoon. He's got 10 in the second half.
A couple of three-pointers in the second half as well. We'll have a foul here on the floor as Hobby was driving.
I mean, Nick Specht.
His second, team's third. Off the inbound, Tool, baseline inbound, having trouble putting it in. Finds Jensen at the foul line. Hobby dribbles through a double team. Loose ball picked up by Carter, who's going to run the break. Carter right down the middle part of the lane. Tried the runner, was way wild. Walsh had the rebound, had Hobby wide open underneath the basket, but didn't see him. 38-38 with 5 minutes to go. We have been treated to two very entertaining games so far today. Jensen inside, count it, and the foul.
Well, he might have been a freshman when the game started. He's closer to a sophomore right now.
Sure is. Great position as Mike Specht whistled for the foul. His second, team's fourth. Good recognition by Jensen. Free throw coming up to complete the three-point play is good. 7 points for Ryan Jensen off the bench.
All in the second half. As the Warriors again go up three, 41-38, 4:49 left in the fourth quarter.
Simon walks it up court. Gets it back from Hetzel. Skips right for Nick Specht. Now Mike Specht. Hetzel on the right wing. The dump down for Carter. Here's that double team. Nick Specht will launch a three. That one off the mark. Good, strong rebound from Walsh for Manasquan. Big Blue trying to add to a three-point advantage right now. Coming up on 4:15 to go in the fourth. Fay leaving on for a Tool. Between the circles, it's Walsh with the ball. Fay gives to Hobby. Hobby almost in shooting range wherever he catches. Now it's Fay. Is Manasquan slowing the tempo down a little bit here? Tool comes out to help out on the perimeter. Walsh again flashes high. He's back near the half-court circle. Trying to penetrate past Mike Specht. Tool got it on the drive from Walsh and will take it all the way back out and set it up. 3.5 minutes to play. Hobby getting a touch on it. Now it's back to Jack Fay. This is a long offensive possession for Manasquan. Fay dribbling. Almost close to a 5-second call. Andrew Bilodeau, I think, realized it and will take a timeout. Instead of that happening, it's a 30-second timeout. So we will keep it here.
Boy, Matt, we're at that point in the game where every possession becomes so important. And I think you could see it here. Manasquan, as you said, has held the ball for a long time. I don't necessarily think they're looking to kill clock. I think the mandate has been, we've got to get a good shot here. So they're going to keep running something until they get a guy with an open look or maybe, you know, are able to backdoor one and get one underneath. Jackson playing excellent defense. The Jaguars down three, 41-38. It's still, as we always say, a one-possession ball game. Let's face it, 3:16, a lot of time left.
A lot of time, for sure. Coming up after this one, a 4:15 tip time is scheduled for Point Beach, the 2 seed, against number 10, Manalapan.
And I think that'll be the exact opposite of this game. Both those teams like to get up and down and put points on the board. That one won't be 41-38 in the fourth quarter.
Off the inbound, Manasquan has it. 3:10 to go in the backcourt. Jack Fay working against Nick Specht. Now Hobby with it. Back to Fay. Backdoor feed for Walsh. Now the feed off for Jensen. Left side layup. Didn't get that one to go. And Carter able to take down the rebound.
I think they ran what they wanted. And Jensen really just could not convert that one. Sort of a little bit off balance on the runner.
Jackson could tie with a three. Cut it to one with a deuce. Skip pass. Hetzel's open. He will try and tie it up. Off the mark with the three. Loose ball. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Manasquan. Again, some contact with no whistle.
See if they try an inbounds play to Carter. They did earlier. Nope.
Carter gets it back, though, on the left block. Specht will leave off for Hetzel. Around the perimeter, Simon. Hetzel gets it back. A little trigger shot that last time for Pete Hetzel. Sometimes, despite having a better half in the second than the first, he still hasn't really found the touch too well today. He will try another one here from the left side. And again, very short. Simon, the rebound. He's fouled on his way back up. Almost got a three-point play. Instead, he'll get two free throws. Fourth team foul on Manasquan. It will be put up on the board against Tommy Toole, his second.
Now Simon's 5'9", 5'10". He's the second leading rebounder on this Jackson team, nearly five a game. He's one of those guys, as I said, he's not great at anything, but he does a lot of things for this Jackson team. He'll bring the ball up court. He'll play good defense. He'll score occasionally. Has scored only 2 points today. Chance here to double that total with a couple of free throws.
He's a great role player.
I agree.
First free throw, short. Miserable shooting performance for Jackson in the free throw line in the fourth quarter. That's 0 of 4.
That will haunt you.
Attempt number 5 for the quarter. Second one for Simon is on the way. That is good. Makes it a 2-point game, 41-39. 2:05 and running. If what we've seen the last minute and a half or so, Manasquan will be in no real rush to do anything offensively. Almost turned it over, however. Still in trouble. Now a 3-on-1. Toole drives. Was deflected out. Last touch by Carter.
Well, I'll tell you what. Manasquan twice almost turned it over. First almost had a backcourt violation, then a turnover. Then they got a 3-on-1, and Carter made a great play to bat it away.
Baseline right inbound. Hobby gets the feed from Toole.
Matt, I'd be surprised if Hobby or Walsh didn't get a shot here.
Hobby with it. Nick Speck trying to come out and play him, work a 5-second count if he can. Simon working against Fay right now. Fay, pretty good ball handler for Manasquan. Hobby looking to drive past Speck again. Jump stop in the lane. Tough shot, no good. And the rebound cleared by Mike Speck. Loose ball battle on the floor. And now players coming together. And I say coming together in a bad way.
Yeah, it was
Toole and Specht. Mike Specht.
Yeah.
Both wearing number 13. Both fell to the floor.
Give the officials credit. They jumped right in before anything could happen.
Does cause a jump ball. And on the possession arrow, it will be Manasquan to keep possession.
I think Andrew Bilodeau is going to call a timeout right here for Manasquan.
You are correct. It is a full timeout. We break as well. 1:19 to go in the fourth quarter. The fans from Point Beach and Manalapan starting to roll in. That overflow cloud filling up the Collins Arena. We step out for 30 seconds with Manasquan up by 2. We're back on the Shore Sports Network.
Extraordinary community banking means they're always ready to lend a hand.
At Ocean First, we've been here for you since 1902. From Point Pleasant and Bricktown to Manahawk and Jackson and Toms River.
It means they've been here for generations, serving generations of families.
Ocean First is your first place to go for long-term planning and everyday banking, checking, savings, loans, and more.
They're in my corner and just down the block.
Visit oceanfirst.com. Equal housing, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. And a member of your community for over 111 years.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. And this thriller has been brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it on Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. We've got 79 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon, Brad Burescano at the Collins Arena on the campus of Brookdale Community College, with Manasquan clinging, and I use that word clinging, to a 41-39 lead over Jackson Memorial.
Big Blue will put the ball in play. Baseline right. Tool handle those chores. Finds Hobby, who will try and work some clock. Now it's Fay. Jackson pushing the defense out a little bit. Each team with four team fouls. I think Jackson would be better off served maybe giving one here early on. As you know that Manasquan wants to work the clock, and a blocking foul comes here on Hetzel, his second, team's fifth. He very likely might have to send Manasquan to the line to get the ball back. I'm not sure that the Big Blue have any intentions of putting up anything unless it's a clear lane to the basket.
Clock is hit. 1 minute. 1 minute left.
Tool in the corner. In trouble. We'll have to call a timeout. Nice defense that time by Jackson.
Yeah, very good defense. We'll keep it here. Full timeout. Probably all they have left. Scoreboard shows both teams being out of timeouts. Matt, I haven't, to be honest with you, I haven't even checked to see if they've been keeping them up there. So I don't know if that's 100% accurate. Manasquan will have the ball under their own basket, a minute left. And I agree with you. I think after a certain amount of time here, if Jackson can't steal it, you've got to commit the foul. You've got to get to that position where, if need be, you put Manasquan on the foul line so you can get the ball back. This one has been close throughout. Really, nobody is trying to think of the biggest leads.
5 and 6.
Okay,
five for Jackson, 6 for Manasquan.
It has really been. Matter of fact, Manasquan's lead was 6-0. Right? They scored the first 6 points, and then Jackson scored 10 in a row.
Yep. Manasquan, I think they matched that lead once.
One other time, I agree. So it's kind of been like a slugfest. These two teams have gone at it. Pushed and shoved each other a little bit. I think the officials have done an excellent job. And as daylight starts to fade away a little bit, one of these teams in a minute will be heading to the Final Four of the Shore Conference Tournament. The other will be getting ready for the state tournament.
Tool in the same spot. Again in trouble. Throws it up and the pass is intercepted. Nick Specht on the steal for Jackson. Jags can tie it with a two. Down low they go to Carter. There's the double. Hetzel around the perimeter. It's Mike Speck to pull back out. Jackson with 45 seconds. Carter again is doubled. In trouble. And a timeout called by Joe Fagan.
I think Fagan realized that Carter was really in trouble there. I thought there was going to be a travel call possibly. He was shuffling the feet a little bit. But he got that ball too far from the basket. It was really not a good spot for him. I like when they set him up deep or on the low block. Throw it in. He either makes the move or he throws back. And hopefully a guy's got an open look.
And it seems that when they have done that, it's a little harder for the double team to come as quick.
Down low.
Down low.
When they've done it about 10 or 12 feet, especially in the middle, they've double-teamed Manasquan very quickly, and Eric has been in a position where he's been very uncomfortable with the ball. Well, we couldn't ask for two better games to start the day for us.
44 seconds to go. Whose idea was it to come and do these quarterfinal games?
I think this was your idea.
44 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It is Manasquan 41, Jackson 39. The winner of this one gives three of the four teams in the semifinals set. Lakewood a winner in the first game today. Toms River North beat Colts Neck by a point. This one coming right down the wire. Could we get so lucky to have three good ones? Well, Point Beach and Manalapan, I think, will be a pretty good game.
I do, too. We'll get to see one of the Shore's top athletes, without question, and Anthony Ferksker, the outstanding football and basketball player from Manalapan, heading to Harvard to play both.
So here we go with 44 seconds to play. Simon will put it in. Finds Nick Specht. Backdoor cut and Jackson throws it away.
Wow.
Simon and Specht not nearly on the same page like they needed to. Joe Fagan arguing that Simon was held, which is why he wasn't in the spot that he should have been. I didn't see a whole lot. And now Jackson will have to resort to fouling. There's one. It's Nick Specht. It'll be his third in the team's sixth. One more will send Manasquan rather to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Here's the one thing you can't do. Do not foul J.R. Hobby. He's one of the best shooters at the Shore. Anyone but him. And I'm sure Manasquan is going to try and get the ball to him as they do on the inbounds. And there it goes.
No foul yet from Jackson. Fay pushing it up court. Tool is there. Now Fay. And there's the whistle.
That would have been close to 10 seconds.
Jack Fay will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Mike Specht charged with that last foul. His third, team seventh. Fay 2 of 2 from the line so far today.
If he makes them both, it's a two-possession game.
First one is good. Fay on the season, 78%. Second one, also good. Four-point game, 43-39. Jackson going to have to hustle. They need a basket and then a foul. Specht will stop and miss a three from the right side. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by Manasquan. So Jackson will get another crack at it here with 20 seconds left.
Jags need to score here.
Need to score quick. Simon off the inbound. Specht had a shot blocked by Tool. Simon gets it back. Carter will take a three. That one off the mark and no good. 10 seconds left. Walsh with the rebound. He's fouled. And Manasquan looks like they will advance to the semifinals.
Well, I can't imagine Coach Fagan wanting Eric Carter taking a three. But as you said, really, there weren't many options and the clock was ticking.
Simon with the personal, his third, team's eighth.
Jimmy Walsh will go to the line here with a 1-1 that can ice it for sure.
First one is good.
I shouldn't say ice it. It's six. It would still...
Still a two-possession game.
Two-possession game. It would take a minor miracle, but stranger things have happened.
Second one, also good. 45-39. Off the inbound. Hetzel runs it up court. Manasquan just lets him go. Very smart play defensively for Manasquan. Took off about 5.5 seconds off the clock. And a two-pointer still keeps it a two-possession game. Timeout taken. We break as well. 4.5 seconds to go. Manasquan 45. Jackson 41. We're back right after this with more on the Shore Sports.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back here from the Collins Arena at Brookdale Community College, 4.5 seconds to go in the third semifinal of the day.
Quarterfinal, don't rush it.
Sorry, quarterfinal. Manasquan will put the ball in play. Hobby will handle that. Put it in play. Quick foul, maybe. They try the play inbounds, and Jackson will let Manasquan just dribble the clock out, and the Big Blue survive to go to 19-2 on the season. Jackson falling to 19-5, 45-41, the final score, Manasquan a winner. They go to the semifinals. They will meet the winner of the next and last game of the day, Manalapan and Point Pleasant Beach.
Our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game will be Manasquan's Jimmy Walsh. Finished with 13 points to lead the Warriors. Momentarily, Brad Burascano will set things up and we'll have a chance to chat with Jimmy.
Let's take a... Oh, there he is. He's getting right down there. How about that?
Brad doesn't waste any time. We have Jimmy Walsh, our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game. Jimmy, first of all, congratulations on the win and advancing to the semifinals.
Thank you very much.
You know, we said in the beginning, Matt and I, that, you know, Jackson tends to play what you call ugly games. They kind of got you to play their kind of game. I'm sure you'd like to have finished with, you know, in the 50s or 60s. But you're not accustomed to only scoring 44 points too often.
Yeah, they did a great job of slowing down our pace, especially in the first half. Second half, we found our pace a little bit more. But in the first half, I mean, they did a great job of slowing it down and running our stuff. We took some bad shots, me especially, but I thought we did a good job coming back.
Yeah, and I thought you guys also played very good defense, and I think that's one of the things you got to be very pleased with as a team. You did an outstanding job on the defensive end.
We did. We did. Tommy Toole and Jack Fay did a great job messing up their guards, slowing them down. They did a great job.
Jimmy, you're not. This is no unusual place for you guys to be now in the semifinals of the Shore Conference Tournament, and I know you're a little disappointed at how things went last year. I'm sure your goal is to get to Monmouth University on Saturday and play for the whole thing.
Of course, that's everyone's goal. We do feel pretty comfortable here, and we think we deserve it, too. Played very well in the regular season. I think we deserve to go all the way to Monmouth.
I know you're headed to Stonehill after this, but you have some unfinished business. You'll be back here on Wednesday night against Point Beach or Manalapan. You have a preference?
I kind of want the beach again. We lost to the beach earlier in the season. We lost to them. I think it'd be great to play them again.
A little neighborhood rivalry there. Well, we'll let you get with your team. Congratulations on your win today and being our player of the game. We'll look forward to seeing you Wednesday night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jimmy Walsh, the senior forward for Manasquan with 13 points. Brad doesn't give anyone a chance. He got him right away.
Right
Good
away.
Job.
Like that.
Well, we can only get Sarluka to do what Brad does during the football season. We'd be so much better off.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Big win for Manasquan, however, as they go into the semifinals, knocking off Jackson 45-41. We are, we'll step out here, take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, put a recap on this one, and then start to look ahead to the last game of the day. That is Point Beach and Manalapan in the 2-10 matchup. Two-minute break. You're listening to the Shore Sports Network and Shore Conference Tournament action.